we just had a recent release, the 84 raids radar data from September 11th. I got lucky, or somebody decided up above that it was time to let the data out. But
what are the 84 raids? What do you mean by that?
That is the radar returns from everything that was in the air on September 11th, 2001, on the East Coast and northern segments of the United States.
So you got that how?
Got that through the Freedom of Information Act. Actually, it was originally through the NTSB. They kind of alerted me to a time discrepancy in the 84 raids data, and that the 9/11 Commission staffers were having a little problem reconciling the time frames between the FAA data and the military data. So I submitted a request through raids, and one day a little box showed up with a matter-of-fact letter saying, here's the data you asked for, and in it was a CD which they had prepared for the FBI on September 13th, 2001.
So it's a copy of the very same thing they gave to the FBI?
Yes, cover letter and everything.
Okay.
It had the software on it to view the data, and we posted for Coast to Coast listeners, a fellow, Marco, he did a piece aligning all the data around Pentagon, the returns from there, with the some of the audio from NEES on September 11th.
And you've got that on your website, so we can link up to that and we can see that.
Absolutely. Marco got it to me just in time so I could get it up so that, I mean, it's pretty dramatic, as a matter of fact. We don't do any commentary with it. It's just, you know, the returns. We labeled American Airlines 77, and we got a good candidate for the white jet that flew over downtown Washington. We've got that labeled. The fighters that responded from the east actually came in and actually followed that return for a while before they turned towards the Pentagon. So it's a pretty dramatic piece of work that he's done, and we've got that up there for Coast to Coast listeners.
All right, now what do you conclude just from looking at that data so far? In your opinion, what is that data that they sent to the FBI or sent you a copy of what they said they sent to the FBI? What does that tell you?
Well, what I've been doing is just kind of correlating everything because we've got different time frames and just trying to piece them all together using some common statistical techniques and just getting all the data aligned, the data sets aligned, and just seeing where they're different. And what we're finding is some very interesting things.
What are you finding that's different?
Let me just give you some specifics. Basically,
okay.
The FDR file, which is the black box data recorder, the raw data.
The flight data recorder that's the raw data from the plane.
Right.
Okay.
Based on the data that I have, and you put it all together, get it all aligned, you're looking at about 6 seconds worth of data to that file being missing. And when I say the FDR, some folks at Pilots for 9/11 Truth actually were able to get a decoder of that file. You need specialized software, and they managed to get some of that decoded. So we're actually able to look at the raw file. And we can line that up with the CSV file, which the NTSB provided, which supposedly represented that file. And we can compare those. Okay. And what I found is that data was out of sequence with the raw file by 4 seconds. Now, there were some time adjustments being done. That's mentioned in some of their other documents that, you know, they were trying to reconcile some of the time sets. And they did acknowledge that they altered the time by 4 seconds. But what we're seeing is that some of the other values have also been altered.
I don't know what you mean by values. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, let me get to some of those here. I guess the DME value would probably be the best example.
Okay.
You can mathematically model from the raise returns, okay, to the Pentagon. Okay, and when I'm talking about DMV, all you're really talking about is the distance from the plane to the VOR over at Dulles Air Force. Reagan Air Force.
Okay, Reagan International.
Right, so it's just a simple distance. Okay, and fortunately, the flight path is pretty much straight from that radar return on into the Pentagon. So it's really a simple mathematical exercise to model that flight path. And at each point along that line going into the Pentagon, you can pretty well predict what the distance from that flight path is over to Reagan Airport. Okay. Well, when you do that analysis and you look at it, what you find is that the final DMV value that's in the CSV file is actually 4 seconds out of sequence. In other words, whenever you get that value, which is the final one, If you do a mathematical model, you come up with like 1.9 seconds. And you don't, are 1.9 nautical miles to the VOR. But it doesn't actually reach that point until 4 seconds later.
So what?
And that's actually 2 seconds past the end of the file. So it's you know, where's the data?
Okay, I'm the dumbest guy I know. Help me out. What is that? What's the conclusion of that? Is what? What does that tell you as you analyze the flight data recorder information from American Airlines 77?
Well, what it tells me, and this is moving into speculation now, what it tells me is that for some reason, there's some of the data missing. And it tells me that the end of the file has been altered to reflect an ending point other than where it actually was. In other words, if you just plot this stuff out, you can just go to the positional data. You can plot it out, and you have the flight of Flight 77 ending before it reaches the Sheraton Hotel, which is a couple of miles back up the road from the Pentagon. Okay? And that's where the data says the flight ended. Well, we know it hit the Pentagon, or that's the allegation. It hit the Pentagon. So where's the rest of the data? If the data ends before it even reaches the Sheraton area, a full 6 seconds before impact, and these flight data recorders are supposed to be recording up to, I think the max I've heard out there is about 2 seconds prior to impact. There's some technical issues that could occur that, you know, you'd lose the last 2 seconds. But I've heard no estimates up to 6 seconds.
Okay, so that means what? In the final analysis, it means that you think flight American Airlines 77 went into the Pentagon, but you can't account for 6 seconds of its flight, or something else happened?
You know, I'm kind of, to be honest with you, I don't like to draw that conclusion. I just like to say I don't know what happened to it after the Sheraton. I don't know if it hit the Pentagon or if it went somewhere else. I can't say that from the data.
That's very interesting.
What I can tell from looking at the data is that the flight, according to the data, you know, the record of the flight ended before it even passed the Sheraton Hotel.